And welcome back to the Caffeinated Podcast. We're outside of Stuart, Bro Dozers, and such. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Justin.
All right. Hi, Bart.
Apparently there was some rift in space-time.
Hi, Kyle.
Some fucking rift in space-time. What happened? Where are we? What day is it?
What year is it? What day is it?
So drugs,
huh? Stole my
pants. No drugs. This is the Caffeinated Podcast, not the Poor House Podcast.
Caffeine's a drug.
So we're going to do a spinoff, right?
Caffeine's
a drug. Heroin
Caffeine's a drug. Caffeine is
Bart,
a drug.
Bart had to get up and walk around for a minute.
The cocaine podcast.
Let the blood flow. Getting ready.
Dude, you're doing like some two-stepping shit.
So, in case you missed it and never heard
this. I think he's going to hurt us.
Jeff hates vegans and he doesn't like bronies and he wants to call them hooventudes. I'm sorry, roofie hoobs. And Bart hates Japanese metal because they're Japanese.
Oh, the baby metal?
Oh, the baby metal, yes.
That's a shit band.
It is. Is that the name of a band or a genre?
It's an actual band.
Oh.
Look, I'm just glad you're sitting down again because I thought you were about to, like, punch somebody.
No, I was getting my Elvis on.
He's getting his Elvis on.
Don't make me use my stuff on you.
I'm allowed
like
to.
A good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fuck all the bronies.
Also known as what the fuck happened, Steve Martin. This is what you've been reduced to.
I remember Steve Martin would get drunk on the air.
What the fuck?
I think we need to bring back fucking American Bandstand and make it like underground.
American Handstand.
Yeah, it'd be like,
I agree. We should bring back American Handjob.
Is that?
I think that's actually on the History Channel. Never mind.
Or is that a DIY network?
TLC.
What's that shit your dad used to watch at like 3 a.m? Do it yourself, or it was
either that or
How It's Made.
Oh god, how it's made!
So fucking boring.
I have never yearned for Bob Ross so much in my life.
How It's Made at the Box Factory. Here are the corners being put together.
Yeah. You can see here this machine sorts between flat cardboard and corrugated.
And you just
we
watch.
Make toothpicks today on How It's Made.
And during our commercial break.
Commercial
break.
They're Canadian. They talk different.
Yeah. So yeah. This is where you guys are screwing up. You're not watching in the right mind state.
Oh, you mean piss drunk?
Stoned?
Yes.
Okay. That's
that too.
Stoned, yeah.
Because I mean just watching that show.
Oh, like, I could totally watch that show stoned. I'd be like, wow. This is how you built this whole
thing. Oh, there's people who probably pop Molly and have parties where they're fucking watching that show.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah.
It's a real heroin fucking like show. Because you don't want something that makes you go, woo! It's like, oh.
Yes.
Wow, why tonight's episode's about toothpicks, toothpicks.
I love where we took this. How It's Made, the methadone of television shows.
I miss PBS.
Dude, wait, Sci-Fi Saturdays on PBS was great. You can catch the old Doctor Who episodes, Red Dwarf. That shit was awesome.
You know they got like a whole like science network now, right?
But there's no science.
Yeah, the Sci-Fi Channel fucking sucks now.
No, not the Sci-Fi Channel.
No, the horror
like, the
movies
actual,
are
like,
good.
Science Channel. There's a science channel. It's like in the.
But still, it's not the same as PBS.
It's cool. They got like all the like fucking space stuff and a bunch of other stuff.
You
got
to think, Kyle. It's not like PBS. When I was a kid, PBS. That's where I first was introduced to Monty Python.
Yeah,
that's
when
Bob Ross.
Back in the day on PBS, you could catch Monty Python, Red Dwarf, the old episodes of Doctor Who, and not have to pay a fucking network.
Right. I mean, every Saturday night, it was like, you know.
You missed out, buddy.
Yeah.
Every night, it was like a little bit of Phthalo Blue and deceased! You know, just every night. Was.
But, I mean, it was also back when the Discovery Channel was actually good. And not nothing but fucking Duck Dynasty or whatever the shit.
No, that's on a different channel.
Oh, well, still like it's nothing but
still. They're all just
shows.
Doing. They're all just turning into MTV.
There is too many reality shows for whatever reason. It no longer became
lingerie. Remember lingerie?
Well, I think the whole point is to try and make it more personal, but no. Then they decide to fucking stage everything and make it completely unrealistic.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about TV now is it's becoming. I don't know, crap.
Convoluted,
like the music.
I fucking love books. Anyone else like books?
I like books. I married an author.
See?
See?
I read a lot of Goosebumps when I was a kid.
You married an author?
It's still actually reading, so good for you.
Yeah, I would read the fuck. I
would
wish
too.
I still had that. I had like every fucking.
Prepare to have that dream smashed as they put out that new fucking movie with Jack Black.
Actually, that isn't
Jeff.
Bad.
I don't know.
Fuck Jack Black.
Just said he married an author.
If fuck it. Why don't they just do a Goosebumps movie directed by fucking Rob Zombie so we can put his whore wife in there again?
No, let's not.
No,
do that.
Because that'll ruin it even more.
Yeah, for some reason.
Cause of parents' death got in my way.
Rob Zombie. I like books, although books are starting to become more and more movies and TVs now. What else? Music-wise, I like some of the older stuff, I guess. We're talking about tapes. I miss tapes a little bit, actually.
I still have all my cassette tapes.
Do you?
I even have some 8-tracks.
Actually, the good side about magnetic tape is it isn't quite as subject to data rot as CDs. So.
Yeah, I think what about videos? Is that magnetic tape? Right now.
I don't know, but I still have some VHS tapes, too, like all my metal ones. They're worth some point. The coin now. I got a year and a half in the life of Metallica. Oh, I mean, go. If I play it now, I'd be like...
I do have to backpedal on one thing I've said previously, because I'm not a huge fan of Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah.
But I really respect the shit out of James Rolfe and that just beautiful VHS museum he has in his house. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
Oh, yeah. It's set up just like an old fucking...
video store.
Like, yeah. I don't care much for his shows, but he really, really gives a shit about film.
He does.
I think he owns like an original print of King Kong on film. Like,
nice.
On a film and projector and all that.
Well, he always wanted to just become a filmmaker, yeah. So, I mean, good for him in that. Mike Matei, I don't know.
Oh, God. Mike Matei is annoying as fuck.
You don't like him?
I saw one where it was Mike Monday. Not James and Mike Monday, but it was just him. And there was this long-haired guy who was trying.
Oh, they were looking at his stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that.
They were trying so hard to be funny. It was just so fucking painful to watch.
It's like listening to the show. No, yes. We're better than that.
I mean, we're definitely still ear rape.
Yeah,
but you know,
I like the old games. I do. Like I got them at home and.
Define old game.
Well, Nintendo NES, 64, and well. Actually, 64 is pretty old.
I was going to say, that was the point I was about to make, was the spectrum of old game is starting to really broaden these days. I mean, 64 is now considered a retro system.
Dreamcast, too.
When I first realized that, I was just like, I'm 30 now.
Yeah. But I like 64 a lot.
I played Atari fucking 2600 when I was a kid.
I had one of those, too.
We had one of those when I was a kid. We had an Atari 2600.
Commodore?
We had the Commodore 64.
They had the little bitty games or the floppy disk?
It had the floppy disk, it had the little games, and it had the games on tape cassette.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the full
Transformers
package.
Game that was on Commodore that was a tape.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they had the disk. Well, the floppy disk. I don't want to confuse people with
the
CD
disk. I would love
disc.
To still be able to get a hold of a TurboGrafx 16, though.
Yeah.
The original Splatterhouse, that's what that came out on.
Yeah.
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 I still remember
that system was fucking awesome, and that it invented the modern memory card.
Yeah,
you put that. You had the memory card slot in it, but also the same. They're about the size of like credit cards or hotel card keys. You could slide those in there. Not only was that used for memory cards, the little key card things. They also had some that were mini games you could play on there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really neat.
I like Dreamcast.
I had the green screen computer
was super
monitor.
Fucking underrated.
Yeah, the what?
The green screen computer monitor.
Oh,
Commodore.
Yeah.
The black and green monochrome. Yeah.
I still remember playing the Aliens game. It was basically a role-playing game, sort of. It's like you had to pick and choose the questions and stuff.
Yeah.
And then whenever you met the alien, it just showed the alien just hit the screen and it just made it like kind of crappily move around. But still, it was scary when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, that was the good thing about games like that back then when... the news wasn't purposely trying to scare the shit out of you.
Right. Yeah.
It was like games like that could actually suck you in the right atmosphere, and you can actually have some kind of imagination with the fucking thing.
There was also a computer game I loved. It was you and your player and the computer across this cave, and there was water, and you threw knives, and you had to make sure you got enough knives in that person, and they started to wobble, and they just went forward and just dropped dead.
Are you talking about Maze Runner?
No,
I don't know. It was an old
floppy disk.
No,
actually, this game, this thing sounds like the precursor to all modern fucking games like that, though. Yeah.
But there was
kind of physics based.
I mean, the only other thing I could think of is like the old Prince of Persia.
No, there was a set of games you could like. nowadays you'll see them on, like, for free on app stores and stuff like that, where, you know, you got two guys standing across from one another and they either throw knives or they shoot a bow and arrow at one another and you got to make it in.
Oh,
yeah, this game came out like in the 80s, dude, like 83.
Yeah, there was a game for the Sega Master System, the little flying shooter game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that thing actually kind of introduced in-game purchases, like, 30 years before iPhone games. It was weird.
I remember Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I was actually trying to avoid that one just because that's the one that inevitably comes up every time.
But well, see, they had another from the makers of Oregon Trail. It was called Odell Lake. It's basically you were a fish and you had to keep getting eaten by these different birds. And it was an interesting game. It was.
There was also Amazon Trail, which was one of the most skull-fuckingly boring things I've ever seen.
Didn't they also do, like, a Trail of Tears?
I don't think they did.
Catch the blankets.
I don't think they did.
And then
there was a game called Custer's Revenge.
Yes. That you,
oh, yeah. That's a whole that different game.
That was one of the games that got banned.
I remember a place called Zayers. It was in Fort Pierce. And
I've heard of that place. Weren't they kind of like service merchandise before service merchandise?
Not really. It was more. They're basically like Kmart and Walmart.
I fucking miss service merchandise.
But it's where I remember. That's the only place I saw that fucking aircraft carrier. Damn, I can't even talk. Aircraft carrier G.I. Joe toy.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's worth like $5,000 mint in the box now. But anyway. I remember that where they sold the video games, they had that in a box where you couldn't see it. And I was wondering, I remember asking the people at the desk, what game is that? And they're kind of like, well, we can't tell you. And kind of glared at my mom and stuff. Like, and it was Custer's
Revenge. Yeah,
Revenge.
Now, the service merchandise shops, there used to be one up in Jensen a long time ago. And they were kind of like, Sears a little bit.
Sears catalog?
What?
Sears catalog?
No, they were kind of like Sears.
They were like Sears. Oh,
okay. Sort of like Sears. And but they had a way bigger section for like big, like you could buy the big arcade style
cabinets?
Basketball games.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And like you could even buy skee ball games and pinball machines. And in the back they also had like the toys and the home entertainment systems. Yep. And the home and the home video games and all that. And their video game section was massive.
Oh, yeah.
And there was always tons of room. You never had to wait in line to play something new if it was being demoed on their systems there.
Nice.
And you could be there for hours.
I used to
Parents loved that place because they always knew where their kid was, and they can go around looking for everything else.
There was one in Fort Pierce that, awesome. that opened after there was Jefferson Wards, which was the same thing as Montgomery Wards. But Jefferson Wards was kind of like the place to go. When I was a kid over there, it was called Jefferson Plaza, and you had a Toy King, you had Eckerd's, you had Jefferson Wards, you had Zayers. And I remember I always got my school clothes either at Jefferson Wards or Zayers. I got my toys at Toy King, like I got my first Star Wars, I got my mask stuff there, I got all kinds of weird, because this is back when toy stores used to like really get some cool shit.
Right.
And I still remember the first pretend lightsabers were those big plastic ones. If you waved them, made the wind noise.
Yeah.
But it was like that whole shopping center was like
awesome.
Yeah, you went to Eckerd's and they had a big thing of like car models and they had a big thing of G.I. Joe action figures. You can't like really get that shit anymore now.
You know what I used to like? And before FYE, they had with Specs.
I remember Specs. I got a lot of fucking CDs and tapes from
them. There was Specs where FYE was, right? And Stewart here, right, Jeff?
Yeah, there was a Specs. It's right near the movie theater.
Yeah, yeah, right next plaza, actually.
There's one over there right by the Majestic movie theater in Vero.
We had one in Boynton. Boynton in Lake Worth.
You taking a picture of me?
Try to look tough, Bart. And we went in there, and they had, like,
you got this.
A Super Mario 3. What's going on?
I'm taking pictures for the thing on the podcast, and I focus on Bart.
And there's lights.
And he's got this holy glare coming down on him.
Nice.
It's like Bart the Messiah. Hashtag Bart the Messiah. That's going up very soon.
There it is. Very nice. By the way, by the time this airs, it'll fucking already be up.
Yeah.
But if you're on Instagram, Just look up hashtag fucking caffeinated podcast. Goddamn brodozers. Hashtag, where were you back in the day?
Hashtag brodozer.
Well, that might be on there too. But as a kid, I remember those, and I remember Blockbuster, because Jeff was talking about how all these places had to, you know, you go play games and stuff. Yeah. Blockbuster always had a nice selection, at least the one in Jupiter off Indiantown, had like three or four TVs set up.
Oh, yeah, they had the one in Fort Pierce like that,
Sega
too.
One Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, NES, and it's like, oh, we can try these games out. And, you know, like I remember playing Return of the Jedi, Super either Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi for Super Nintendo and like Yoshi's Island, and then we'd go rent them and buy them, you know?
Do you remember Funko Land?
Funko Land?
Yeah, Funko Land.
No. What is that?
It's basically like a video game store that like, basically came out before It had Funko Land in a bunch of like random colored letters.
Yeah.
That place is awesome.
Cool. I me and Nicole saw Pixels last weekend, which everybody gave a bad review. I liked it. Nostalgia, of course, because those games.
Yeah, what the fuck happened? It's like everybody just sort of started hating the movie.
It was okay. Some parts were boring. Adam Sandler was kind of alive in it, not really.
Well, you know,
he didn't really.
Like...
He kind of phoned it in. But as far as the Pixels and the things were cool. Like that part was awesome and enjoyable because these are all games we played because. We remember arcades as they were. Not these slide this card in shit, but tokens and quarters. And you go, and you hang out, and you have music playing. And you play fucking, at the time, by the time I graduated high school, Dance Dance came out, which I wasn't into. But Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Defender, Ms. Pac-Man, which Jeff and you all have seen me play that fucking game and beat that shit.
How the fuck you haven't gotten a trophy yet?
I don't know. Donkey Kong.
Danky King.
Legend of Zordo.
Legend of Zordo.
Who is Danky King?
What was the question? Blue and runs fast and collects rings. Bart! But no, those were like the fucking... Those were fun. And now they go, welcome to the arcade, like at Super Play. And it's all these claw machines and these fucking ticket games. And I'm like, this isn't a... No, I'm not here to win prizes. I want the fucking high score. That's why we're here. To either whoop somebody's ass in a line that's as long as the fucking place to play Mortal Kombat against somebody, or to get the high score. That's all there was.
Time Killers. That was the game when I was... I remember I was always the Viking. Every time he sliced people up, Odin!
You mean all those Mortal Kombat ripoffs that came later?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's a violent game. You kill people.
I remember the ripoff of Mad Max. It was Outlander. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Until you ran out of gas, and you had to go out there and, like, physically,
yeah,
you know.
It's like the Ghostbusters game on the NES. It's like, why am I losing gas when I get hit by a barrel? What the fuck is this? Drunk drivers knocking money out of you. No, I was going to say I missed the – but, you know, like, Mortal Kombat was awesome and Street Fighter. On Sega, if Matt was here, Matt would say Eternal Champions. Was a great game for Sega.
I still remember
Genesis.
Speaking of the Street Fighter 2010.
Yeah,
that game,
wasn't Street Fighter.
I know, but still, holy shit! Was
I like
that
Strider.
Fucking Strider was good.
That Strider was a lot of fun.
Strider
that had some of the weirdest physics for a game of its time.
Yeah.
What was the other game?
I like Smash TV.
No, by the same makers of Strider.
Oh, Ninja Gaiden.
Not Ninja Gaiden. It was another war game.
Oh.
But it was a side scroller, kind of like a Contra ripoff. But still, I remember when I had my NES, which, God, I wish I never got rid of. I had so many games for it.
Yeah.
I had Heavy Barrel. You fought and fought and fought until finally it was one of the first games that had, like, voices in it. Yeah. You hear, like, Heavy Barrel! And all of a sudden, it was you and the guy together just blowing shit apart.
I still miss the arcades, though. I really do. Because
yeah, when I was back in the Orange Blossom Mall in Fort Pierce, if anybody's listening that's from where I'm at, you remember Diamond fucking Gyms. You remember Taco Viva and Big Apple Pizza. And, you know, that was the shit right there. I mean, you went to the mall and the Diamond Gyms, you got the tokens and stuff. And they had, I mean, just...
Jeff,
everybody
what
was there
in Stuart back in the day. I mean, you weren't born here, but you lived most of your pretty much your whole life.
Yeah,
here.
I lived here since I was four. So I mean,
yeah.
But no, we did have the Big Apple down there. We did have a Taco Viva.
Right. What about like any arcades?
We actually had a Taco Viva. It was a standalone place.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Remember the commercials? When you say Taco,
well,
we were friends with
the daughters of the owner of the local franchise. Remember, nice. What's her name, Natasha and her sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but every time,
every time
I had the flu, that was the first thing I could eat after a week was Taco Viva. I remember my mom would take me up there.
They had the best fucking nachos ever at that place.
Oh, the nachos with the cheese. I always had the enchiladas and the nachos, and that was like the best fucking food I had because I was like literally sick as a dog for a good solid week and a half.
I grew up in Palm Beach in the 80s and 90s, and you know, we had commercials for, you probably had them up here too, but down there especially. Sunday, Grand Prix Race-O-Rama.
I remember Grand Prix
Race-O-Rama.
Oh, yeah,
that shit was fucking fun. But it's like, you have to come to Dania. What? Yeah, all the way down to Dania. What was that commercial? Yeah, like past Miami. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Way to
the rapids, ride the rapids.
Well, we still the rapids
food.
Now. It's just that it's grown so big. It's like, oh.
Yeah, the rapids in West Palm Beach, yeah. me, Matt, and his girlfriend at the time, when we picked her up at the airport.
Yeah.
We drove by there, and the fucking smell of chlorine, it made my eyes water. I could barely fucking drive. It was that bad. I mean, there's that many fucking people pissing in that water, obviously. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, you couldn't tell who was who. There was no minorities. Everybody was the same. It's like, after they got out of the pool, we drove by, I was like, I think it was do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They're all aliens, these pale aliens, because their fucking skin complexion got eroded because of the copious amounts of fucking chlorine they used.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And that's not racist. I get my rings back, goddammit. They were all yellow, high-pitched yellow. And I don't mean Asian yellow. They were fucking a weird color yellow. They could drive, too, but still, that's not the point.
Hey, Simpsons yellow?
Not to mention they sucked at doing a load of laundry. Well, I figured he didn't have to burn in hell alone this time.
Yeah. Right?
So what do you
mean? I didn't say they were pie-faced and yellow. I just said they were yellow, goddammit.
Huh?
What do you got going on the phone over there?
Oh, what am I doing? I'm, just posting our little chat here. putting pictures from
Rape.
The live shoot.
Rape!
Oh, God, I just, the most amazing one is the the Renaissance-style holy fresco of Bart that I put up.
Oh, God.
No, seriously.
Oh.
That light glare is not added in.
If you're
totally like,
oh, Jesus, I look so blurry and pixelated.
I know. For some reason, I think it's because of the light out here.
It hates me.
No, the light out here fucked up everybody. When I turned it on myself, it unfortunately gave more detail than anybody wants to see.
Maybe I'll. I think I got a decent thing.
I look like a serial killer. Like, I'll eat all of your Fruit Loops.
What the fuck?
I'll eat that's why I put underneath there. Kyle needs to calm the fuck down.
I'll eat all your Fruit Loops.
I'll eat all
God
of your
damn.
Fruit Loops.
And then Justin just looks like he's radioing for help.
I didn't see that one. I only got the one.
I only tagged one person in each
wait.
In their respective thing.
Damn it.
I'm just going to like everybody's.
That's too far away anyway. Never mind.
Of course, Jeff's got his fucking selfie going on.
Oh.
What the fuck was I supposed to just, like,
you're, like,
do
the
this?
Only one expecting the fucking picture.
You know, Jeff, do you remember that fucking weird-ass little dinky camera thing I bought?
Oh, the thing that looked like 8mm, but not on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one we took pictures at Pizza Hut with these weird-ass girls.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Hut. I remember that place. It's extinct.
Wow, Kyle, you look, like, all emotional.
Yeah.
Hey, you got my truck, Jeff.
Good for you. Fuck vegans.
There's Jeff, looking like a homeless person, like, me taking a picture of
Yeah,
me
seriously.
You got any crystal meth?
I look like I just got out of the refrigerator box.
You look like you just found an unexpected toy in the refrigerator. Cereal
Jesus
box.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Jeff, we need to have an uprising.
A nerd uprising?
Yes. A nerd uprising.
Okay, ready? Guess what? We won.
The end. What about a brony? Nobody wants a brony. Bart does. Bart.
Like I said, target practice.
Bart, next time there's a brony convention, we're going to send you undercover.
The roofie hoof.
I tender my resignation on that one.
So fucking South
Did
Park.
You, after years of service?
Yes.
For sweeping up the floor. Thank you, Bart.
I think you're looking good, my resignation.
I'm going to extra crispy my resignation.
I think you're all over extra parting.
I think you fucking izzers need not apply.
Fair enough. Lizards. These licorice. I was drunk. I'm a career drinker, after all. Gordon,
what the fuck is a career drinker?
That's another word for me and Jeff drinking a lot, because me and Jeff could pretty much fuck anybody over drinking. Not.
You should consider some kind of review show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, which is me and Jeff going out drinking.
Yeah.
That's, I automatically think of that Sam Adams commercial.
You gotta have your, you can do your own booze review show. It'll be called Piss or Not Piss.
Yeah, well, let's go
to the COD pass.
Totally blindfolded.
Totally blindfolded.
Yes, all right. Piss or not piss.
Well, there was the one time we did the one show, much like Last Got Standing. We only had one episode.
Gyrus Jeff. I mean, Iris Jeff.
Gyrus
Jeff. Iris Jeff. Iris Jeff. Next, we're going to try shampoo. Boy, the prowl's kind of spicy.
Yeah.
The prowl doesn't make me feel so well.
French.
I still love the guy in Clematis that looked at me and him was like, you guys want to party? And we're like,
I love Chlamydia Street.
That's actually what we used to call it.
Yeah.
Chlamydia. Yeah.
It's gotten better, though.
Yeah, well, we still call it Chlamydia Street because it's
remember,
funny as shit.
We like to hang out only in the 500.
And you never know, you know, some of those, you get some of those girls, tanned up little fucking chicks who show up at the club. And, hey, I mean, whatever, you're there to have a good time, dress how you want. But it's still nerve-wracking when the chick, like, sits down and a regulation billiard ball rolls out from under a skirt.
So they pressure wash the street with fucking antiseptic.
Kyle is looking at me like I just murdered somebody's puppy.
He's just like, Kyle lost rings just for looking like that.
I don't even know what the fuck to say to that.
Kyle, have you been down to Clematis?
Kyle has drawn a blank, ladies and germs.
What, would you go clubbing and try to pick up hoes?
I mean, I used to actually do that.
My mom would drop me
off. Are you one step away from being like Jeff and getting a dog? And be like, fuck women?
Disclaimer. We here on the Caffeinated Podcast don't actually condone the casual usage of the word hoe.
Somebody please God, you're at Home Depot.
No! Kyle's no Home Depot.
Kyle's like, hold me now. I'm one step away from getting a dog because I can't get no trim.
Trim can be used in an auto body shop.
Trim can also be used in painting.
I didn't even fuck. Good one. Yeah. Thank
trim you. Can be used in painting house. Never mind. I fold.
What about, you know,
Mexicans can put
barbers
up a roof.
Hey, I'm not being
how
racist.
How do you skip barbers on that? When the word trim comes up, how do you skip barbers?
Because
barbers. And also pussy.
Well, I think that's I think Bart meant barbers earlier. No, he meant pussy.
Right.
I'm sorry, cock holster. What do you want from me, Kyle?
Cock holster.
What the? Suddenly I'm the fucking bad guy.
Cock holster.
I am not racist anymore. I have the holy mineral spirit in me.
The mineral.
Seriously.
Party
what,
liquor.
Like fulvic minerals?
No, vulvic mineral.
He was drinking Colt 45.
Vulcan minerals live long and prosper.
A lot of vagina talk.
Colt 45.
Colt 45.
Although I thought that it was fulvic, so that's my
pelvic. Point.
Folic acid? None of us are pregnant, Kyle. Yet.
Hey, when this show's over, we might be.
Oh, God. We're going to be swimming in it, brother.
Swimming with bow-legged women?
Swimming it.
I mean, it's probably going to be at some, like, bridge club full of 70-year-old maidens, but still.
Good evening,
well,
friends, brother.
Kinda, like, twist our balls.
Welcome to the WB. Welcome to the WWE tap dancing minstrel.
Goodbye, Hogan.
Hey, Kyle, you know what you are? You're a G-MILF.
Yeah, buddy.
G-MILF. A G-MILF.
Well, I
would
think,
you like some Metamucil?
I think it's time to check the mail.
Mail sucks. Moving
mail
on.
Dude, actually, I did have a teacher that was a G-MILF. It was weird.
Gmail?
G G-MILF.
Oh, G-MILF.
Yeah. She was hot, but she was a bitch.
That's usually how that is.
Yep.
So,
Silver-haired fox.
So,
wow.
Okay, here's
Kyle went from wanting to rob the cradle to rob the Craftmatic adjustable.
No.
There you go.
Leave the cradle shit to the bronies, dude. Leave me out of that one.
No, that would be the nursery they're robbing.
Oh, no.
No! You offended me!
Yes, we're trying to start the roofie hoof revolution so we have target practice.
I even started, I put the down payment on a very rusty 86 Dodge Ram van. It has windows, but they were spray painted black for some fucking reason.
Oh, no!
They have a lot of dents. They look like they came from the inside. I don't know.
Were they hoof prints?
Somebody was an artist or something, scribbled help me all over the place inside the thing.
Jesus Christ, we're going to need several cans of mace and a few packs of Skittles to throw out there as a distraction. Oh, God.
The revolution has started.
Imagine if I was a brony and I had that van and stuff. It'd be like the fucking Fall of Saigon.
It'd be like a fucking Roman Polanski movie.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just here for friendship. Go to jail.
I think maybe Roman Polanski was the first brony.
I think so.
Total pervert, left the country. Yeah.
It's like Dahmer was a brony, too. We got kicked out for some reason.
No, your friendship is not wanted.
Your friendship frightens me. Not in a good way.
Your friendship chafes.
Look, I like all kinds of fandoms. I do.
Your friendship is 80 grit sandpaper.
And I don't understand it.
I quit. I tap out. Yeah. Like I said,
buddy, roaring out of the gate tonight.
Yaw.
Your friendship could strip Bondo off a car.
Four horsemen of the fuck-opalypse.
Fuck-opalypse. Oh, dear.
The clop-opalypse.
Where's her?
God damn it, this is going to get difficult.
Lava trans.
Clip clop, I was giving him a bath. Much to his fucking chagrin. You know?
I don't know why it just reminded me of Mr. Bucket. Remember Mr. Bucket?
Mr. Bucket?
Kyle
calls in my mouth. Kyle
goes, yes. Hepbridge Farm does.
I mean, I was like 5 when that commercial came out, and I totally got that
shit. Do you remember when Boop won the WWF Championship? No, me either.
Oh.
He's been erased. Delete. Serial deleter. Delete.
So are we just going to pretend like that one retard guy was never part of the WWE?
Pretty much.
The guy pretending to be a retard?
Sheamus?
No, it's a shame.
You know, intentional or not, that
was
still
funny.
Yeah,
that was good. Bart, if you were given a chance, would you give it to Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey.
The UFC chick.
She's hot. But
would you give it to her?
She's kind of... Give it to her, like what?
I think she would actually take it from you if she were so inclined.
Yeah, she's not the give
no
it to her
giving
person.
A damn thing. That's she is her. Like, she just turns into full O.J. Simpson at that point. She just grabs
you don't give it to her.
This is mine. This is where my babies come from. That's what
Jeff,
she does.
You don't give it to her. She absconds from.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She'd thief of the night
on
my ass.
She'd back and behead you like one of the Tartars for that shit.
She'd thief of the night my ass.
She's like, stuff the muff.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See, but I was Grungy. The bad guy. I said cock holster, and I was the bad guy. He keeps all his fucking rings when he says stuff the muff.
But see, we're
hard. He doesn't have any rings.
Caffeinated Double Standards podcast.
It's because I'm quirky.
Revenge cast.
With Ronda Rousey, though. I'll end up the one pregnant.
That'd be a weird.
This magic stick has a plus sign, Rhonda.
I spoke too soon.
You know, remember China?
Rhonda Rousey's
why,
a woman.
I thought she was so hot back in the day, dude. Like,
God damn, Kyle.
God damn.
I don't know. I
you must have got a half chub whenever you saw Glenn Danzig, dude.
Glenn Close.
Because they were about the same look.
Yep.
Were they?
Dude, Glenn Danzig, Glenn Close.
Muscly, stocky fucker with long black hair.
I don't know.
They look almost identical.
I also thought Lucy Lawless was fucking
hey,
hot.
Hey, everybody thought Lucy Lawless
yeah,
was
but
hot.
Lucy Lawless wasn't, you know, 500 feet wide.
She was basically a skinny fucking China. If
no.
Lucy Lawless, hot. She's hot she as fucking Blue Blazes.
She's still fucking hot.
That's fucking
dude,
China.
Dude, Lucy Lawless is still extremely, extremely delectable.
God, Tapper knows all about that.
China was, no.
Wasn't she in Spartacus?
Yes.
Yeah, you see her boobs.
China was
dude,
missing a Peterbilt emblem, dude.
I always wanted to see her boobs.
Lucy Lawless is going to be
Evil Dead Nash.
Ash versus Evil Dead. She's going to be in that shit.
Fuck yeah.
She's going to be a gun-toting badass.
Yep.
China was missing her Peterbilt badge, dude. Trust me. She no.
You know who I thought was hot that was built pretty well? Bridget Wilson. Nielsen.
Bridget Nielsen.
Yes. Bridget Nielsen. Yeah, back in the day she was. She looks like a rusty fucking wrought iron fence now. Yeah.
No.
No, but back then, even when she was Eddie Murphy's quote-unquote big bitch,
yeah,
she was pretty good looking then.
Yeah, especially in Red Sonja, it's like we've talked
about. Not Eddie Murphy. You're talking about the one case number with the gold teeth.
That was Charlie.
Oh, Flava Flav. That's right.
She was in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, that's right.
Her and that one guy that was in everything that was a vampire in a bunch of shows, too.
Bobby Brown?
No, no. Some big
shut
white.
Shut up, Kyle.
God damn it, Kyle. Go to your hole.
You don't have
like watching Wolf Blitzer on Celebrity Jeopardy over here.
Kyle, go to your windowless van. Wait for me there.
Let me guess, Kyle. You were there when this all happened.
There's still places you can write help me on.
Bart, are you coming on to me, dude? What the fuck?
He's got a van down by the river. I did.
I mean, did I just hear him tell me to wait for him in the van? Like, what?
Wait, what? Fuck?
I could have sworn I just heard
him say
that.
Why is this show on? Hi. Hi, guys.
Believe it or not, we're actually on the surface web.
Surface
oh, God.
The entire web.
You know what I tried to get, but they haven't gave it to me yet? Windows 10.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that bitch, too.
I'm trying to get that.
I've had my computer on all fucking day waiting for the download.
Well, did you already get the pre-order?
Yeah, I already did that shit like a month ago.
I done fucked up.
Have you updated your computer?
No.
You gotta update to get the invite. It'll show like a Get Windows 10 app on the taskbar.
Well, how do I update it?
Oh, thank you for dorking up the podcast.
You don't have
gentlemen.
Automatic updates?
Well, we've done that several times already, but now it's just getting boring.
We're talking about Windows because it's fun.
Fuck Windows 10.
Fuck.
I'm kind of excited.
E I O U.
Why? Cortana, though.
Condoms.
Cortana seems like a bitch.
Cro-Magnons.
There should be one like that though. A voice-activated thing called Cro-Magnon. If you get it wrong, it just clubs you over the head.
You know what? Give us some time. I guarantee there'll be a patch. If it's Windows, you can patch it.
So, we started out strong.
It looks like we have a hot rodder in our midst, Ace. little
Speed Racer.
No.
Well, I like Speed Racer.
No, it was a little Dr. Benton quest for y'all.
Yes. Racist Bannon.
Everything must be plutonium.
What do you got going on over there, Bart?
He's got the Jeopardy.
Jeopardy theme.
Oh, Jeopardy. What a fun show.
So, how far did we make it this time?
We made it 38 minutes.
Damn it. Come on.
We're out there. More?
Yeah, we're only there, yeah.
We got more?
Let's go.
Let's go. Rev it up.
Let's go like
fucking work tomorrow.
2 hours. No, we're not doing 2 hours.
Let her rip, Tater Chip.
Well, what else we got to talk about, sir?
I don't know.
We eliminated racism. We eliminated political talk. We quit talking about monkeys.
No, we still talk about monkeys.
Bill Cosby. We haven't talked about Bill Cosby. Hey, I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. So hey, what we did?
Justin.
No.
Don't do that. You're going to ruin that, Mike.
You're going to start throwing fecal matter at us? The monkey boy.
Is this going racist again?
No. Hey, who guess who's in the ring tossing the championship? Wait in the van like I told you.
Yeah, I knew you fucking said that. I knew it.
Kyle does not
you can scribble
games.
Help me.
I'm so glad I wasn't imagining that. Sometimes I swear to God my mind plays tricks on me.
Yeah.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Bow, bow, yes. Bow, bow, bow.
Well, I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
We're done.
This has been the podcast for...
Caffeinated.
Decrapinated podcast.
Fuck vegans.
Fuck vegans and fuck...
I quit.
Like
10 years. I mean, 10 episodes.
10 episodes. Fuck bronies, vegans, vronies, grass mulching.
Bogans. Bogans.
The Hogans.
God bless all 49 states in the Union.
Except for Nebraska. Fuck them.
I'll be dead in the cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
All right, what about anyway, Michigan, or as I like to say,
this
Little
is a
Canada?
Short one. We'll be back again with more stuff, and
we'll be funnier and more tolerable next
enough
time.
For air, because I have to do it still. Soon.
Don't worry.
Thank you for listening to the Crapinated Podcast. This is Bart. In.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Wallace.
Goodbye.
Jeff's the black guy.
I'm Bernard. I'm Bernard Shaw.
Yeah.
Kyle's...
I'm Taylor Swift, apparently.
I'm over this, bye.